The reality is, in your own county, in County Mayo, in County Leitrim, in County Sligo, there hasn't been one affordable house built under this government. Not one. And that's a problem that we've got. The previous speaker spoke about County Carlow. I understand it's the same in County Carlow. So, you know, we have vast areas of the country, vast areas of the regions outside of our major cities where there isn't any affordable houses for people. And that is a huge crisis for very, very many families out there. Because, as the previous speaker said, very many people are in the locked-in position where they don't have enough income to be able to buy a house on the inflated markets that we have now, and yet they're above the limits that are set by local authorities for getting on the vocal authority list or for getting any assistance through HAPA or anything else. So they're in the middle, and they're trapped there, and there's nothing they can do. And for very many of them, and a lot of them are young professionals, that we send them to college, we spend a lot of money getting them educated, get them decent jobs, they find they can't have the chance of buying a house or having an income or having a future in Ireland, where do they go? They head for Australia, they head for Canada, they head for somewhere else. And that's the story of many people, many families around the country. Families that support your government, families that support the opposite, families that support it. They're all in the same boat here. We all find this situation that is totally intolerable, that one of the wealthiest countries in the world cannot come up with solutions for to house its own people. And I think if there's anything that we can do to try and bring it home to government, that the level of desperation and the level of frustration that's out there among the general public, you just simply have to sit up and listen. Because thousands and thousands of our people are saying, what are we going to do? What is the hope? What hope have we got for the future if we can't have a home? If we can't buy a home? And if they can't buy a home, the main reason they can't buy it, as I say, is because they can't afford it on the inflated prices. And if they're renting, the rent is so high that they can't save for to have a deposit, even if they could hope for to get a mortgage in the future. So this is not, you know, just a crisis in our urban areas, it's a crisis all over the country. And I think you need to recognise that, Minister, that government simply has to come up with solutions that will provide for that. Part of those solutions is through the approved housing bodies. Yes, they have a role to play. There's other agencies that have a role to play. Our local authorities have a greater role to play. And that's, I think, one of the issues here that has been pointed out time and time again, that our local authorities are all the time hamstrung with rules and regulations and with the absence of funding for to be able to deliver the numbers of local authority houses that they need to deliver, but also for to be delivering houses in the affordable rental and cost rental and affordable sector, which they don't. We don't have it. We don't have it in the west of Ireland.